Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio.
Believe me, you're not the only ones in a jam.
It's a mess out there on I-75. Exit 14B is closed off completely because of a stalled car. And the weather's not cooperating with us either. Things are still hot out there with the temperature currently 96 degrees with 80% humidity. More weather and traffic updates later. Meanwhile, let's go back live for more of our exclusive broadcast of Babyface.
Good evening, I'm Holly Robinson. And we're back here live at the Club La Coco.
Now it's time to sit back, relax, and enjoy more
of Babyface and the LA Review.
Best in world. It's the strangest kind of relationship. Oh, but
It's your girl Cotton Campbell, and this is TMGN Network. I don't know why I do that. I just like doing it. I don't know why I do that. Somebody said I'm very animated. I don't care. That's just who I am at the end of the day. So, today you got the ladies of TMGN. Right now I'm waiting on my other host to come in to this call. Hopefully they don't forget today, this time. But the topic today, actually, we're talking about is how to empower our youth. That's a big deal, because right now we got a lot of youth out there and our young people out there that are doing things they probably shouldn't be doing. And the ladies and I talked, and we were trying to, you know, figure out how to help our youth be better. And honestly, in order for them to be better, us adults have to be better. They need guidance. They still need guidance. Michael Gay and myself, I won't say it was a debate. I would say it was a disagreement that a 21-year-old should not be able to purchase a gun. It shouldn't be, because they barely, especially a male 21-year-old, because he's still trying to figure out his life. He's still trying to figure out his private parts and how they work properly and how many. He's still one of, typically, the male person at 21 is still trying to figure out what they want to do and during what they want to take in college, if they want to go to college, after college, what they want to do. So for me, at 21, you're not mature enough to be carrying a gun. What are you mature enough for? Because they said 18, you know, typically parents should kick their kids out and have them out on the street. Like, once you turn 18, you got to get out. Why? They're still trying to learn how to be an adult. Why would you kick them out at 18? At 18, I'm still trying to figure out what kind of woman to be. Who I want to be with, if I want to be in a relationship, if I want to go to college, is college right for me? Everybody's telling me that it's right for me, but I don't know that it is, because these are the things that as a young person, you're still trying to, you're really not in adulthood once you turn 18. Honestly, you're not. And you all who have been there, you know this. You know that when you turn 18, you're not ready for real life. You're not ready for adulting. Some of us that are adults right now ain't ready for adulting. Like, I don't want to be an adult. I think you should take this title back, because I don't want it. You can have it. How about that? A lot of us don't have it yet. But still, we think that a 18-year-old is good enough to buy alcohol, smoke cigarettes. I think you have to be 21 to buy cigarettes or get alcohol. I don't know, because I didn't really start drinking until I was like 25, and I don't smoke cigarettes. But at this point, we have to figure out how to help our young adults become responsible, mature adults. And in order for that to happen, you got to have adults, mature adult people, like over 30. I think over 30, maybe 40, 35. I think over 30, that's when you should be able to buy a gun. That's when you should be able to buy a gun, is at 30, not 21. 21 is too young. Because at 21, you're still fairly hot-headed. You're hot-headed. You don't want to listen to nobody. You think you know everything. You're still trying to figure out. Like, I'm just saying, these are the things that I believe. And I've seen, I mean, not to say I believe, that I've seen in our young people. There's somebody with their hand up. I'm going to open the mic. Caller, once I open your mic, please state your name and where you're calling from. 323 is the area code. Go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Joe. I'm from Montana.
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
You're from where, dear?
I disagree with you. I disagree with you on the premise that a person Okay, we're getting an echo. Do you have an echo when I was listening to you? Am I giving you an echo?
No, I don't hear an echo.
Okay. So at the age of 21, 25, I agree with you that most people aren't especially mature. But let's say you were married at the age of 28 and your husband's 28. You wouldn't want him to have a gun inside the house in case of burglars or home invaders?
No, Joe.
You wouldn't. Okay, well, that would be
you. And I'll tell you why, Joe. I'm a single mom. I raised my kids, and I never needed a gun to raise my children. But I understand what you're saying, because every person isn't immature. I'm not saying that. But a lot of these youngsters, they are millennials today. Now, you sound a little bit older, so I'm assuming you're at least 30.
Mm-hmm.
Correct? Okay.
Yeah,
so,
I'm in my over 60.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you sound a little younger than that, but I knew you were at least 30.
Oh.
So.
Okay, thanks.
All right. it's okay, but you know, like when my parents were coming up and your parents were coming up, we didn't have that issue. But today, the new millennials, they're so hot-headed and they are so quick to want to pull out a gun as their way of, you know, fighting instead of just putting up their two fists and fighting. When we were growing up,
you need a gun. If they have a gun, first off, if they're that volatile, they are probably exhibiting criminal behavior. If they're going to pull out a gun, then if I were 25 years of age, I absolutely would need a gun against them. They're going to get a gun illegally, okay? All criminals can get guns. People who abide by the law don't even know the first step towards getting an illegal gun. They will then conform to the law and not get a gun. They are therefore dead. I was shooting rifles at the age of 16. I went into the service at the age of 17. If I'm mature enough to be in the service and mature enough to know how to shoot a rifle, then I'm mature enough to know how to handle a gun. Now, the people you're talking about are not mature, but those are the ones I have to defend myself against. So if they're going to have guns, then I have to have a gun. I'm not going to pull it out simply because I'm going to have a disagreement with my grocery store clerk. But
right.
The other guy that you're talking about, he might. But that's why stores have guns. That's why we lock our doors, because there's a huge amount of people out here who will rob you and do you harm if they know that you're defenseless.
True. That's a fair statement. But what about our elementary school kids who can't defend themselves, who can't have a gun?
Well, if they're going to school, there should be security at the school to protect them from people who go on the property and may want to commit mass murders under the influence of psychotropic drugs. So, of course, if you're going to be 5, 6, and 7, oh, and by the way, there's a video up on YouTube about a father teaching his, 5, 6, 7-year-old daughter how to put together a rifle and take apart a rifle.
If I saw that. It was disturbing to me.
Huh?
I said that was disturbing to me.
Oh, okay. Well, if that person, if that kid knows how to take apart a gun and put together a gun, that child doesn't have as much curiosity about something which is forbidden as a child that sees a gun in the house, wants to fire it, but gets told, no, that's taboo. So I'm all for kids who are, 5, 6, 7, 8, if they're taught by responsible people, and especially if they live in the country, Now, let's not forget, years and years and years ago, when people were living out west before cities became prevalent, they used guns at the very early age to hunt for deer. So a gun that shoots is a gun that shoots. You just have to be taught the right mindset and learn the mechanics behind it. So, you know.
This is true. I can understand
your viewpoint. I mean, there are people out here who are that volatile, really. And if they have a gun that they have to pull out simply because they're in an argument, well, I mean, we're in deep trouble. So if we're in deep trouble, I absolutely need a gun to protect myself.
Yeah. And that's the other part that's unfortunate because, like you said, typically, I guess, I'm not from Texas, but I heard, because I'm planning on moving back to Texas, that almost everybody carries a gun. So people keep telling me I need to get a gun because I'm a woman. And I'm just like, for what? Like, I'm not in those types of situations where I feel I need a gun. I'm not a road rage type of person, so I'm not on the road with that type of behavior. And there are crazy people out there. There are people out there who are just looking for a reason to shoot somebody for no reason because they had access to a gun. And now, you know, typically a lot of people have lost their lives because of it. I think there was a video where, yes, as a matter of fact, let me speak on this real quick because it hurt my heart to the core. And this was a young person, and I want to say, I believe he was under the age of 30, who he was the father, and he was the father. He got on live and he told whoever this mother was that he was getting ready to shoot the children. He told her, and he said, my son is crying because I just told him I'm going to kill him. The baby's on live crying. He had to be like 5 or 6. And no one could get to him fast enough because, of course, no one knows where he is exactly. After he shoots his children, his own children, he then turns the gun on himself. When you should have just turned the gun on yourself and left the babies out of it, but because he was angry with the mother, he took the children's lives as well as his own. Because he had access to a gun and his maturity level, his psyche, his mental, wasn't in a place where he should even have a gun. He should never have had a gun in his possession, but now he's taken not only his life, but 3 other children who didn't have anything to do with what was ailing him. So this is where my argument comes from. I totally understand your argument, Joe, because, of course, you're a little bit older. My son was in the Army, and he's 24. He's now out of the Army. Still doesn't carry a gun. Just doesn't. Mm. And he knows how to do the whole thing. But it's because he doesn't live that type of lifestyle, he's not in that type of environment, you know, we're not in a position where we feel unsafe. So he just doesn't feel the need to have one right now. That may change. He may change his mind later on down the line somewhere, but he doesn't hang around those types of people either. So it's not like it's not to say that it can't happen. It's just to say that he made the choice not to in the right now is all I'm saying. So I totally understand what you're saying, but someone else has their hand up. Don't go away, Joe, unless you just have to go away. But I want to.
No, I'm sure it'll be somebody you might want to debate. No, I'll be here.
Oh, of course. So thanks for joining us. Let me check. Hand is up. 913, your mic is open. State your name and where you're calling from. Hello?
Would that be me, Sheila?
Your hand
was
up.
Sheila?
Yes,
yeah,
this is Cotton.
It was up. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, I was going to say I was listening to you and Joe and on the maturity level. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Can you hear me? Oh, okay.
We can hear you.
And on the maturity level, I think what has gotten out of hand is these immature people with guns, their parents are not knowing what they're doing right in the house that they live in. Now, that one shooting that was in Indiana at the mall, it just so happens a guy had a gun and he stopped the shooter from shooting innocent people. But he was just an innocent bystander. I'm assuming he just had his gun on his hip and was at the mall as well. And I think he had shot two or three people. And this one particular guy, because he had a gun, he was able to stop him. I believe if you live by the sword, you die by the sword. And I also believe that people don't even know what's going on under their own roof in their house. You see what I'm saying? So this really got out of hand because parents is not paying attention to what these kids are doing with these guns nowadays. See what I'm saying? So
yeah.
But that's all. That's just my two cents. I'm gonna shut on up.
No, that's a good point. I don't think I heard about that story at all. But I think that we definitely have to figure. We have to figure out how to help our youth so that going forward, our young people aren't stepping into the same type of issues or problems with not understanding what a gun is actually for. It's not used as, like, you know, back in the day, we fought with our fists. Knock this stick off my shoulder. I dare you. I dare you to knock this stick off my shoulder. Period. Step over this line. That was the step over this line and we're going to fight. It was never, you had to be concerned whether or not somebody was going to pull a gun out on you because they didn't like what you said. Just like in the I don't know if either one of you saw it, where the in the AutoZone or the O'Reilly's, the two ladies got into a fight. They were verbally going back and forth, and then they got into a fight, and then one of the young ladies pulled out a gun and just the girl was on the ground, and she just shot her, I think, three times, point blank. Those are the types of things I'm talking about. It's like that is I don't know why she had a gun at her workplace, but she did, and she shot this woman because they got into a verbal altercation, then a physical altercation. I think if we get into a verbal altercation or a physical altercation, and I lose, I just lost. If you lose, you just
well,
lost.
You know,
there's
back
no
in the day, yeah. Well, back in the day, you know, you would hear maybe the Mafia or Al Capone or some of them, or you would hear gang members and stuff like that shooting. Now everybody does, like you said. They don't handle anything with a fist anymore. And I think with these mass shootings, they get to gun down so many people that nobody's there to stop them. Even a few of the ones that they've had, the security guards and the police was killed as well. So even the ones that's there to protect them, so it's not like when we were kids and you some kind of drug, moving drugs or something like that. And, of course, we know there's always money hidden behind it, a lot of that's going on. But now everybody thinks the gun is quickly the answer, you know.
Yeah.
So I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, definitely. Give me one second, Gail. I have another person with their hand up.
Oh, 6, sure, 7, sure. 8. I just got my two cents on that.
Please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, Cotton. How you doing? I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
I'm fine. Hello, everyone. Interesting topic. And I'm just going to pick up where you were talking about the age of having a gun. My opinion is that just like you have to be 21 to buy alcohol and 18 to buy cigarettes or whatever, I think you should be 21 to own a gun, because at the age of 18, if you look at these mass shootings, these are kids who just recently got out of high school. These are kids who, some didn't even finish high school. If you look at the one who's being sentenced now, well, he's going to be sentenced. The young man who did the killing at the one high school a few years back. You know, it's sad. There's no maturity. You know, he was able to go buy a gun, and he documented what he was going to do. It's all on video and this and that and the other. And, you know, it's sad that someone who's a teenager now, 18, that's still a teenager. You're considered an adult. You're able to be drafted when they did the draft. You're able to join the military and fight for your country, but you can't even go buy a beer. You shouldn't be able to buy a gun. That's my opinion. You should be at least 21, just like other laws. And then people will argue with me, I know, and say, well, you know, you're infringing on, you know, on the amendments and this and that and the other. Well, we got a lot of laws that were, you know, put into place. You know, it wasn't long ago where men could marry young kids, young girls. In some states, you still can. But many states now, you can't do that, you know, because they made it a law against it. So I think that a person of 18 years of age has not experienced enough in life to make those type of decisions or to be granted the ability to have a firearm. And all these mass killings are, the majority of them, I'll say, are by young kids.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep. Absolutely. I think that Joe was saying something very similar to what you're saying, that at 21, because he's a little bit older, of course, and he was saying that having a gun is 20. He used the number of 28, which is a little bit more mature, but basically the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to You want to have the option to be able to buy a gun to protect yourself at
I wasn't saying anything close to what the caller was saying. I'm saying that if you have good parents and they know how to instill within you good values, you can be taught how to use a gun at a very, very early age. Like I said, I learned how to shoot a rifle at the age of 15, 16. Went into the service at the age of 17.
Mm-hmm.
You can have as many laws as you want on the books, but a criminal is going to buy, get, and acquire a gun. Also, more killings are done by knives and by feet and by punching than by guns. So those are the FBI stats. So, yeah, if you're going to be a very neurotic, psychotic person and you want to kill somebody, you don't need a gun. The guy's going to get, or the girl's going to get, and let's not forget, 40 to 70% of domestic violence is initiated by women. They're going to get their hands on some kind of weapon. It could be a knife. It could be a club. It could be taking off your 3-inch stiletto. It doesn't matter. If you're determined to use a weapon, you're going to get a weapon. Just because they have a gun. And most of the killings are done by people who illegally have guns, most likely. And more people with guns have stopped the furtherance and expansion of killings by killing a perpetrator than cops have. Also, if you will notice, no mass murder has ever been done inside a police station.
Of course, you're not going to do a mass murder inside of a police station. That's understandable. But, Joe, let me ask you this. But shouldn't we at least make an attempt to curb, you know, gun violence? True enough, there are other ways of people being killed. I agree with you. that folks have been killed. But shouldn't we make an attempt to curb a lot of the violence with guns, especially among young people, you know, which is going on. We hear about it every year, two or three times a year. Shouldn't there be an attempt? Mm-hmm. And then my last question is this. This is what kind of bothers me, too. There's a company called, I believe it's called Keystone. They sell rifles for kids. There's one rifle called, let's see, I think the advertisement is My First Rifle. I'm trying to think of the brand, but this is where the parents can actually buy a gun for kids. There are five-year-olds, and they say, well, it's for hunting. But I don't think any child should have a gun. I don't care.
Well, okay, that's an opinion about you, about them.
We don't live in the Davy Crockett years, you know. I'm just saying that I think that, you know, true enough, there are certain
people who are in communities that are in suburbs or in rural areas. You could say live in the Davy Crockett era. If they have deer, squirrels, if they have a backyard or woods, if they want to shoot a rifle, they can shoot a rifle.
I had a BB gun. I never had bullets. I had a BB gun. That was fine with me. I didn't need a gun, and I didn't have to go. I understand your point, right? You're right. There's folks who live in rural areas where they go hunting and everything. But I just have a problem with that because it could be a dangerous weapon towards a man or
anything,
a woman.
Anything, like I was saying, can be a dangerous weapon. As I was saying before, if you have to instill into your child the ability to know how to fire a gun safely, there have been many, many people who have done that. So the mass media is taking the murders and the crimes and they're sensationalizing. Like I said, most people who are dying because of other people who have criminal acts, they're being killed by knives and other weapons other than rifles. Rifles are not the first, they're not the major component when it comes to killing somebody. Now, unless you're in a gang, that's different. Sure. But a gang is always going to get a gun. Now, I have questions for all of anybody on the line. And I already know what the answer is, but I'm going to ask the question anyway. Is if if you live in a gun-free zone, let's say you're in a community of about 500 people, they believe in having no guns. Now, about 100 yards away is another community. They believe in having guns. So everybody over there has a gun. Now, down the road, you're going to have your red zone. And in that red zone, there are biker gangs, there are bars, stripping clubs. There's cocaine going on, there's trafficking going on. In fact, that's where everybody who is a criminal goes to have fun. So if you know that your gang element, your criminal element, is about 20 minutes away from you, where would you rather live, in a gun-free zone or in a zone where everybody has guns?
Well, first of all, to answer that question, on my point of view, is that where if I know that this zone exists, that's the zone I would not be going to. Because I've moved to this gun-free zone for a reason, to not deal with that and not venture into that. Now, the other
that's
way
not
that
about you going
at,
there.
What I'm saying,
it's
the
about
other way
them
you can
coming
look at
to
it,
you.
They could come
if
into
I'm
my
in
the, area, right. They might come
okay.
into my area. Is that what you're going to lead
not
to?
Just might. If I'm in a gang, all right, I need money. If I'm in the mob, I need money to earn to give to the person who's above me in order for me to stay in the gang. I have to rob, okay? The Colombians have to rob. The Mexicans have to rob. The Italians, the Irish have to rob. Biker gangs have to rob. That's how they get their earnings. So if they need money in order for them to stay in their particular gangs and stay in the criminal environment, they're going to venture to wherever it's going to be convenient for them. So if I'm in a gun, if you're in a gun-free zone, or if you're in a zone that has guns, where would you prefer to live?
Oh, you're asking me.
Yeah,
I would
anybody.
Still stay in the gun-free zone. Now,
I knew that.
I would prefer to.
I knew it.
Yeah, I prefer to stay in the gun-free zone. Yeah, because I would try to do everything possible to not be robbed.
How?
You know,
how? If you're in a gun free zone, how are you going to, what are you going to do? Have a security camera so that when you see the people coming up to your door, you're going to say, get the hell away from my door. And they're going to say, sure. After they knock the door down, rob your house. Okay.
Let me say this, Joe. Joe, can you hear me, Joe?
Yeah.
Let me say this really quick. Until you can change the thinking and the hearts of people, I agree with you in that you can kill somebody with anything, a knife. You can beat them with this thing from the fireplace. You can hit them over the head with a vase. Until you change the thinking and the hearts of people, they can kill you with whatever they have, whenever they want. But as long as they think murder is the way out and they don't display self-control, they fly off the handle. A lot of stuff now is that they want to be on YouTube. They want to be seen doing this stuff. They want to get likes and everybody like their video. A lot of it's for the wrong reason, and until people's hearts and minds change and they get self-control and they change their temper, a lot of these young kids, they know they're going to be talked about. They're considered martyrs. They're going to be talked about. They're going to be shown. They're going to be taught how they killed 10, how they killed 20. And so this is what's going on, but until their thinking change, like you said, Joe, they can hear you with anything, anytime, anywhere, if that's what their heart and their mindset is.
Not a fine guy. And, okay, I'll tell you, I'm not going to convince anybody until somebody comes and tries to rob your house. And then, of course, you would wish you had a gun. But so if you, whatever your particular opinions are, that's fine. But I maintain that any neighborhood or community that has people wearing guns or has a concealed carry, those people that you're talking about, the criminal elements, the ones who want to be on YouTube and the ones who want to be on Instagram, they're going to go where you are, and they're going to leave me
right
alone.
Well, I'm going to tell you now, the first thing happened around here, I'm calling the police with a gun.
All right, and when the police show up 10 minutes later, you can. When the police,
I don't know how effective they'll be, but yeah, let's hope that never happens. We have another call in their head.
And they get here.
We have another caller with their hand up. I'm going to open their mic. Caller 384, please state your name and where you're calling from. Hello? Okay, maybe they don't want to talk.
No, if he has his hand up, he may have been getting a sandwich while he's waiting to be unmuted. That's what happened.
But I tell you, I really agree with you, Joe, and I agree with the other guy on the 18 and 21-year-old, what he was saying about cigarettes and liquor. And, you know, listening, I hear really, really good points. But I agree with you, Joe, on a lot of what you were saying.
And I'm glad you brought up that point of what Michael was saying about if you have to be 18 to buy cigarettes. Well, that's the law. That's the law. And the law is usually passed in order to satisfy political activists or to make some kind of stupid political statement. Because the people in Congress today, if they're not stupid, and I don't know who is, they're also insane, you know. And they don't have our interests at heart. So, you know, and the fact that, okay, you got to be, you know, if you're 18, you can go into the service. Well, if you're mature enough to do that. But the hostess is also right. Not that anybody here doesn't have decent points. It's just that, these particular points which you are stating are very optimistic. And you think that, and by the way, the hostess, you were talking about, you don't go into, hopefully nothing will happen to you because you don't travel in those environments. And Michael was saying the same thing. I don't travel over to where the red zone is. You don't have to travel there. If you're going to your car even at 6 o'clock at night, and it might even be light out in the parking lot. Somebody wants to rape you, you're going to get raped. If somebody wants to rob us as men, if somebody wants to mug us, we're going to get mugged. Now, if I see somebody approaching me in a way that I don't like, and I reach for my gun, that person might think about stopping. If not, then that person's dead. If a woman's carrying a gun, and if she can get away from somebody who's trying to rape her, hopefully she can get that gun and shoot that rapist. If she doesn't have a gun, hopefully, okay? But it's better to have the gun than not have it and be trained in some sort of martial arts also. If women can go to the gym, if you can take pole dancing lessons, you can take jujitsu, karate, and everything else.
Come on, Joe. Tell it, Joe.
No, look, now, that's on my list next. It's pole dancing.
Hey, I'm sure pole dancing is, right? Yeah, I can imagine you on your next talk show showing a video of you. Look, see? I see this class? Nice, huh?
High five to Joe.
Right? We're taking pole dances.
Let me know when you're doing it, because I want to come back to the next show and see that video. All right?
Look, that may be a way to get him to stop trying to bother me if I just break out in a pole dance, right? Start flipping
How about
up
that,
on
right?
Me.
That'll speed up the raping. That'll speed it up.
You know, they want to watch. Stop to want to watch. Let me see what she's about to do. good point. So, Michael, are you still there? He might be on mute. But yeah, those are very very.
I'm on my lunch break. I'm just listening to you guys.
Okay.
Oh, you're calling
Michael,
in from work. See, he wants to call in from work. It's that important.
Well, he is, of course, for those of you who don't know, he is the owner of this network that I'm on right now. So I was glad that he's able to call in. It's always an honor to have him.
Okay.
I'm into the call. So, you know, but this topic, I brought it, I wanted to bring it to the table because we have so many of our children out there who are it's not just about the gun violence, it's about the violence period that our young people think, like Gail was saying earlier, they videotape the fights, they videotape the killings, they videotape these things, and they want them put them on YouTube for likes. But who's raising, like you were saying, who's raising? If we have mature adults who are teaching children how to shoot guns. I will tell you that the reason that I have an issue with guns is because I've seen the misuse of guns just in my own personal life. Like a man tried to kill me with that little short rifle thing. He tried to like shoot me with that thing because he was hallucinating and it didn't have anything to do with me. He was literally, he had drank too much and he started hallucinating that I was the ex-wife. And I had to immediately call the police and get out of there as soon as possible. So it was pretty.
I think maybe you better not take the pole dancing lessons now, because you know, people out there.
oh man, that's so funny.
Well, high five to you, Jill. I got to high five you, Jill.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you, Gail.
I said I'm here to high five you, Jill.
I still didn't hear you. Something about you're going to, you're not going. I didn't hear. I'm sorry. What?
She said she's gonna high five you.
Oh, high five me. Oh yeah, sure. I mean, then you better make a tape too, pole dancing. I mean, if you want to get there.
Exactly.
I think that's a nice activity. put on your body suit and you know,
yes,
swing around that pole. You get a, you know, I think your audience will jump up pretty much pretty quickly if you do that.
I agree. That may stop them for the moment, you know. What's Cotton doing over here?
Yeah, but you know what, though? What you're really getting to is why is it that young people have this type of mentality? I always blame everything on the parents, because I think the parents they have to have a responsibility to teach their kids how to grow up to be mature, how to be responsible. And in order to do that, I think parents they need two qualities. They need to make sure that the children, fear them, not just respect them, fear them. And the other quality, they have to show their children love for doing whatever. You don't have to bring home good marks to be loved. Just come in the door and you say, Bobby, get over here, I want to hug you. No, Daddy, I don't want to be hugged by you. You're going to get hugged anyway, boy. Get over here. Chase them around the house, you know, play with them. Do that, you know. So the kid knows he's safe. The kid knows the parents love them. The kid knows he can go to the parents about anything, you know. Oh, Daddy or Mommy, I feel, you know, the kids are picking on me in school, and the parents say, my God, then talk to me about it. I'm here for you, you know. And at the same time, if the kid says, no, Daddy, no, Mommy, I don't want to do that. Okay, then the wrath of God comes down on that kid.
Absolutely.
Hello?
And they should go back to old-fashioned. Good, ain't nothing wrong with good old-fashioned snooping. Snoop in their room. As soon as they go out to school, go look under the bed, look in the closet, snoop around.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Michael has something he wanted to say.
Oh, okay. No, I was going to ask you, did you look at the board?
I'm looking at the board now.
Okay. You see where it says drops? Just if you don't mind, just remember to play that one that TMGN dropped. I think you'll like it.
If you haven't heard it. Okay. I'll look at it.
It should be one that says TMGN.
Okay, I'll look for it.
All right.
Thank you. But I would definitely have to agree with that. The parents are dropping the ball on our millennials, our youth. Quick story. This weekend, my oldest daughter, who's 32. She just turned 32. I had an issue. She didn't have an issue with me, but she had an issue with her sister. And, of course, Mom, I'm getting right in the middle. She called me, and I got on her real bad. I got to the point where I had to cuss and raise my voice and the whole nine. So I was very agitated with the whole situation. She called me yesterday or the day before to tell me. She said, because she left. She left the room, but she didn't walk past me. She walked the other direction. She says, Mom, you know, why I really walked out onto the balcony was because I wasn't mad. I was scared. She said, because I knew once you got up out your seat and I walked past you, it's going to be a problem. And I said that to say is what Joe was saying is I show my kids more love, but I've also instilled that fear in them. And it's not so much fear. It's more respect. Because at the end of the day, if we don't teach our, there has to be a balance, but there has to be more love than there is this all the time you ragging on them or treating them poorly or, you know, criticizing them all the time and things like that. So I think there has to be some type of balance. When she said that, and she's 33 and she probably could take me, I don't know, but I wouldn't risk it if I was her, but you could try. You know what I'm saying? So it's one of those situations where when, as you're right, because I would, you know, God rest my mother's soul, I would never try to fight my mother. But I've heard of some of these millennials fighting their parents. Like, what were you doing as a parent that your child feels okay with thinking that they can whoop you? So this is the conversation we're going to have for all y'all teenagers out there. I had this conversation with my kids when they were like 8 and 9. There's going to come a time, sweetie, where you're going to think you can whoop my butt. And when that time comes, just know that we both going to have a problem. My kids didn't forget that conversation because I had it. I wasn't playing because being a single mom, I had to make sure that they understood that I'm the parent.
Yeah.
Period.
Absolutely.
And we will respect me. You know, but
well,
I still
you
treat
know,
them.
In the olden days.
Now I treat them like
days,
adults.
Yeah. Well, in the olden days, kids, their moms went through their drawers, they went in their closets, they checked under the bed. These kids need to think that you may come up to the school in your rollers and house coats and stuff and embarrass them. The olden days, they're gone where, you know, I'm going to go through your drawer. I'm going to look under your bed. I'm going to look in your closet because that's what you should do. And these parents be saying, well, I didn't know they had that in their room. I didn't. Well, how come you didn't know? You should have been in there snooping around. Right?
Yeah, I agree.
Right. I agree.
The parental monitoring. I'm going to show you because you were telling about parents going to school. I'm going to give you an example of what I heard about some time back. There was a kid who was a big man on campus. Okay, he was on the basketball team, and he's in the gym with his coach and with his teammates, and I think there are other students around. This is during high school days. All of a sudden, people say, hey, isn't that your dad? So I says, yeah, that's my dad. So the father comes over, doesn't say hello to anybody, takes out a gun, and he hits the kid, he pistol whips the kid, he hits the kid about 2 or 3 times, and I don't know if he dragged the kid out or if he just left the kid there and then went back home. But the reason why he did that is because this big man on campus kid got involved in a robbery. And the father was showing the kid, okay, you are not going to disgrace this family, and I'm going to teach you a lesson. And he humiliated. See, I don't believe in the humiliation factor. I believe in the hitting factor. I wouldn't take a metal object and smack the kid over the head with it. But I understand the parent's point of view. But that, to me, left an imprint on that kid, had to have left an imprint on that kid, so that kid, I don't know how many years ago this was done, but everybody is going to remember that kid as the kid that got his ass whipped by his pop. And I don't think that's a very healthy imprint. But I do understand the father's point of view, you know. I would have done it.
Well,
at home.
I'll tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. I have a nephew, former military, very smart, intelligent young man, and he threatened me one time, and I had to tell him. I said, "Son, both your mama and daddy are gone. I know they don't want you to join me so soon. Don't you ever threaten me again." I'll admit it. Now that's the time I would do it. I ain't gonna fight him. He's too big. I would have to, but yeah, that would be it. Y'all would be sending me money on my books in prison.
Well, I would hope that you wouldn't need a gun.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Maybe a knife, okay, Joe.
That's going to be
maybe
a woman, a real woman.
You know, I think, Michael, you got to go take some judo and jujitsu yourself if you have a nephew like that.
Yeah, pass the pole and get to that other stuff.
Yeah, you go to martial arts, But it's a shame that you have to have that kind of argument with your flesh and blood. Now, he may not have meant that at all. He may have been just exaggerating. And you may have been just exaggerating to let him know, you can't bluster in front of me. You're not going to out-bluster me. So,
hey, man, I don't
take
no chances.
Huh?
I don't.
I'm not hearing people well. I'm going to call back. Must be my app because everybody's breaking up. I'm calling back in.
Hello?
His phone was breaking up. He's going to call back.
Oh,
mine's
shoot.
Probably. I'm hearing
Daddy,
too.
I just want, because the show is about to be over, that's what I was trying to say. So the show is, you know, we're coming down to our last, like, minute, actually. This was absolutely a great topic. We must do this topic again, I believe, somewhere down the line. I do appreciate everybody who calls in, the input. Michael Gay, thank you so much for chiming in.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much for chiming in.
Don't forget that drop, man.
I will not forget this drop. I'm going to play it right now. Thank you all for calling in every third Thursday of the month, which will be right here. Tune in. I'll post our next topic in a few days.
Hey, this is St. James, and you're tuning in to TMGN, the Michael Gay Network, home of the Michael Gay Show, and Let's Talk About It, with your host, Cotton Campbell. So keep it locked here for more great conversation on the TMGN, the Michael Gay Network. Let's get it, baby.
How do you like that?
I will call you about that, or call me when you get off work. That was great.
That was, I like that because
that
it
was
nice.
Absolutely
it's nice
great.
And short and, nice
yeah,
and short
I think,
and sweet.
St. James, yeah, I appreciate St. James for doing that drop.
Yeah, I got caught off guard by that drop. I got caught off guard by that drop. Thank you guys for tuning in. This is Cotton Campbell. Let's talk about it.
Hey,
we'll
Cotton,
be back next
time. The next time,
yes.
The next time you have a show, are you going to show the video?
The poll video.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna work on that just for you. It might be a
yeah,
private.
No. Okay, so I got that.
Can I get a shameless plug?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, don't forget to tune in this Saturday. Same number on the TMGN network. And our special guest is going to be Rob Armstrong, cartoonist Rob Armstrong. Do your research. Check him out. Going to be an interesting conversation this Saturday, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Yes, 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 yes. Thank you all for tuning in. I will see you all next month.
All right. Take care now. So long.
Have a good night, everybody.